房间这段时间只能把想学花都打那给学习这边才能见到那跟这三节都不来说三节这段时间只能把想学花都打那给学习这边才能见到那跟这三节都不来说三节这段时间只能把想学花都打
선임의 죄와 지내다 가복하래 지금 있으라 그래서 선임의 죄와 땅도와 불린시의 죄와 지내는 자복하래 주소
네.
세세 지구와 지내는 복당합니다
So there was a the discussion on Sunday so is there anything that you find any of the questions that you find difficult that need clarification
relating to the questions on Sunday, but this certainly in the topic of Sunday's discussion, relating to sense consciousness, can I say sense consciousness and sense direct perceiver is the same? If it's not the same, from sense consciousness developing or generating or transforming to sense direct perceiver. In between that, what do you call it? Do you call that process of transformation and generation from sense consciousness to sense direct perceiver an aspect?
Second question. First one I understand. Then second question as well.
The sense consciousness, if not same as, is not equal to sense direct perceiver, then in between, from sense consciousness, you will have a process whereby the sense consciousness transform or generate until it becomes a sense direct perceiver. Yeah? And that process called the aspect?
Okay. 공시에 임바다. 공부 무슨 말입니까? 주식에 남시할 수 있는 바다. 다 쓰고 시작도 그리고. 임무가 어디?
Okay, a sense consciousness is not necessarily a sense direct perceiver, and this will become apparent today when we look at the different kinds of mistaken consciousnesses. Yeah.
Okay.
So, it is clear that a sense direct perceiver is necessarily non-mistaken, right?
Yes.
Right? That is in the definition, right? It is necessarily non-mistaken, yeah? That being the case, then to say that all sense consciousnesses are not mistaken would not be tenable, yeah? Because there are sense consciousnesses that are mistaken, yeah? If it is a sense consciousness, it is basically not necessarily unmistaken, isn't it?
It's a non-conceptual phenomena. Sense consciousness is a non-conceptual conscious is non-conceptual phenomena, which I thought would be necessarily non-mistaken.
So there is something that is both a sense consciousness and is mistaken. In fact, there are many instances here. Yeah, so anyway, it's coming.
Yeah, and another leading to this is that sense consciousness is having the three conditions, like object, the observed object condition, the uncommon empowering condition, and the immediately preceding condition, to make it up to sense consciousness, and then you proceed to sense direct perceiver. Now, in the from the sense direct perceiver, we have this diagram that it proceeds to, it will be followed by mental direct perceiver, yeah, and then eventually become a conceptual consciousness. Yeah, the diagram, sense direct, mental and then
not become, but
I mean transform, generate,
induced.
Yeah, okay. How is this being induced? Is it through? I'm saying, how is mental direct perceiver being induced? Is it through the three conditions as well? Do you need to go through a mental consciousness to become a mental direct perceiver, or you just directly from sense direct perceiver directly become a mental direct perceiver without the three conditions?
You remember the definition of mental direct perceiver?
Mental direct perceiver, you will be a knower, non-conceptual and non-mistaken, I think.
Only that?
It's another knower.
That is produced in the dependence upon its own uncommon empowering condition, mental sense power, yeah?
Yes, and if that being applied, I got stuck in being sense direct perceiver, going into the mental direct perceiver. How does it happen? How does it happen? Do you got to go through all that three conditions of uncommon empowering condition, the object and the immediate perceiving consciousness? If that being the case, would that be you know, what are these observed object conditions? What are these, I mean, uncommon empowering condition? Yes, it's the mental consciousness. What about the
no,
observed
mental
object?
Not mental consciousness, mental sense power.
Mental sense power, sorry. Mm. Mental sense power. So that mental sense power. So the
mental sense.
So mental direct perceiver, yes, is produced in dependence upon the three conditions, yeah. So depending on which mental direct perceiver it is, if it's a mental direct perceiver apprehending form, then the observed object condition will be form. It is uncommon empowering condition is the mental sense power, and the immediately preceding condition is also the mental sense power, yeah.
So in other words, say for instance in this relationship of sense direct perceiver, mental direct perceiver and conceptual consciousness, then the observed, say is the eye consciousness perceiving directly perceiving blue. So in the case of mental direct perceiver, the observed object it cannot be blue because it cannot be a sense object. So it would be the same as like...
No, mental direct perceiver apprehending what?
Mental direct... apprehending the observed object. Mental direct... Sorry, what was your question again? Sorry.
It depends on which mental direct perceiver you're talking about.
Say, for instance, in this relationship...
Following the eye consciousness apprehending blue, lah.
Yeah. So would it be in the mental direct perceiver, the observing object, the uncommon empowering condition, as well as the immediate preceding consciousness, would all be the same, which is the sense direct mental sense consciousness. I'm just offering myself an answer, which I'm sure is wrong.
So the observed object condition is blue, yeah?
It cannot be.
Why?
Because it's a mental sense direct perceiver cannot have a sense object, right?
Why not?
A form cannot be a form.
Why not?
Because it's a mental. It's a. Oh gosh. It's a mental consciousness.
For example, conceptual consciousnesses are necessarily mental, yeah? Right?
Yes.
So there is a conceptual consciousness apprehending vast, for example, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So what the conceptual consciousness apprehending vast realizes vast, yeah?
Yes.
It's not realizing anything else, it's the vast, and it's not some imaginary, what about, it is the actual vast that is being realized, right? It is form, yeah?
It is form,
right? So it is a mental consciousness realizing form, isn't it?
It's a conceptual, if it's a conceptual thought, then it's It's an image, isn't it? It's a generic image, which is not a form.
Conceptual thought apprehending form realizes form, yeah? It realizes form, isn't it?
It realizes form, but not directly.
It doesn't matter, it realizes form,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course.
Definitely,
of course,
yeah?
Of course.
Yes, it realizes form, but not directly via generic image or meaning generality. Yeah?
Yes.
Yes. So if you ask, does thought apprehending vas realize vas or not?
It realizes vas via generic
image. It realizes vas.
Yes.
So from this, you can posit that there is a mental consciousness that can realize form.
Yes, can realize form. Yes.
So, the conceptual consciousness apprehending vas realizes vas, and to this conceptual consciousness, vas appears.
Yes.
Yes. So, a conceptual consciousness is necessarily a mental consciousness. So, if it follows that the mental consciousness can realize form. And it follows that also form can appear to a mental consciousness, yeah?
Yes.
So, bodaiji, right?
Yes,
no problem.
There is a problem here.
The point is, the consciousness to which form appears is not necessarily a sense consciousness. Yeah. Form can appear to mental consciousness.
Okay, you got that? You see, if I were to go back to the functioning thing and under mental consciousness, observe object, condition, form for the mental consciousness phenomena other than sense object.
So the phenomenon source, yeah, is a form that can only appear to a mental consciousness. That's fine, there's nothing wrong. It is a form. Phenomenon source, this which is basically in simple English form only of a mental consciousness. Yeah, they can only appear. Such kinds of form can only appear to a mental consciousness, not to a sense consciousness.
So, if I were to go back to the three conditions, applying subsequent to the sense direct perceiver, now is into the mental direct perceiver. The observed object would be.
Depending on which mental direct perceiver?
I consciousness, to satisfy the three conditions, which would be the object of being observed in this case?
Depending on which mental direct perceiver you are talking about.
So the name would be like is I or mental
mental direct perceiver following an I consciousness apprehending form,
yes,
would be a mental direct perceiver apprehending form. You have to be specific. If the mental direct perceiver apprehending form is observe object condition is form.
Is form.
Yes.
So then the second condition would
mental
be
mental sense power.
The mental sense power, which is the
uncommon empowering condition
of mental, that would be gotta get that run. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Sarah. Yeah.
Yeah, only related with the last Sunday question. Yeah, only you people find difficult than us. Yeah, only there's no solid answer for you than us. You already get the answer than only to us.
That means things that you did not resolve that you cannot find an answer to.
There's no answer after the Sunday discussion. Okay, there's no final answer than you ask now. Okay, you already got the answer then. Don't ask.
I wanted to clarify something that came from working out the answer to one of the questions. This is a very short one. It's the mental sense power, Ken Rinpoche. Because the question was, if it is a consciousness that arises in dependence on a mental sense power, is it necessarily a mental direct perceiver? And one of the answers, I don't know whether it's correct or not, but it was no, because it was mentioned in one of the earlier lessons that the mental sense power can also act as the empowering condition for the production of a sense consciousness, in which case it becomes a common empowering condition, right? So my question is, can a physical sense power act as a common empowering condition for the production of a mental consciousness? That's one question, the first one. And then the other question I had was relating to the very first question regarding the established base, because wasn't very sure how to tackle the question at all. Like, are we supposed to work on like the possibilities between established base, appearing object, possibilities between established base, determined object? That's why I'm saying I want to clarify the correct approach to this question. And I got stuck with established base and object of engagement. Yeah, because it was said that object of engagement, whatever is an established base, is necessarily an object of the mode of apprehension of both a conceptual and non-conceptual consciousness. And an object of mode of apprehension is synonymous with object of engagement. So my question is, the object of engagement that was shown in the table that you gave us, Venerable Gyume, it was shown as a functioning thing, an impermanent phenomenon. It was like the iPhone is the object of engagement, or the movie or whatever. So if the established base is necessarily an object of engagement, whatever is necessarily an object of engagement, I had a problem with the permanent part of established base.
There's no problem. You have to first must understand the question. She do na, na you, she you, sunga, chap kere bas, chua di sebo hapo kore.
The question, you know, is if it is established base, is it necessarily all three? You know, that's the question.
Answer is no.
Example, give me one example. No, then give me one possible example. What?
Okay.
Give me one example. This is, yeah. Can you give that?
Because if it is...
No, you give me one example. This is something established basis, but not three of them. You give me one example there.
Okay.
So question is about that. It's very simple, yeah?
Okay.
Shidubna na yu shing sumga yu kyakure bes. This is shidubna na yu man, shing yu man, yu man, shayad wet.
Yeah, the question is, if it is established base, is it necessarily all three, appearing object, engagement, and determined object? Basically, is there something that you can point to is an existent, but it's not one of these?
Okay.
It's just one that is not any of these. Kaoliao.
Give me one example.
Oh, okay. Now
simple
I see.
One.
Ah, no. Okay. Because I thought the answer would be no, because if it is object...
The question is very simple. Yeah? Very simple. Yeah? The human being must be life. Necessary must be life. Isn't it? If you say no, you have to give some example. Or this human being, but not life, isn't it? So like the same thing. Shidumna, naive chakravesana.
So if you ask if it is an established place, is it necessary object engagement?
Yes.
Is it necessarily appearing object?
Yes.
Is it necessarily determined object?
Well, the thing.
One by one. Very
okay.
Simple. One by one.
So if it is established base, is it necessarily an appearing object?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody same time. Gorebes.
Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
Necessary an object engagement?
Yes.
Yes. That's Jiguribes.
Is it necessarily a determined object?
No.
Oh, why no?
Give one example.
Why no?
One example. Give me one example. Something established place, but not determined object.
Okay. A cup apprehended by a sense consciousness. A cup.
You talk about a cup or you talk about the consciousness?
I'm talking about the consciousness.
Okay.
Oh, consciousness.
Yeah, that's how I got stuck,
okay,
you see,
okay.
Because determined object only appears for conceptual consciousness. So, yeah, I think that was what threw us off, threw me off the question.
You can basically rephrase, basically by just saying, using mind example, mind, consciousness.
Mm.
Is consciousness a determined object?
No. Consciousness determined object. No. I thought
consciousness is determined. No, she knew that man.
Is it a determined object, consciousness?
I would have to say it is a determined object because I could arrive at that answer by a wrong process because I'm thinking it's a determined object because it's a functioning thing.
If it is a consciousness, it's necessarily a determined object.
Why?
Consciousness is necessarily a determined object because consciousness necessarily has a thought apprehending it.
Not getting it, Ken Rinpoche, sorry.
Why do you say that if it is established base, it is necessarily an appearing object? Why? If it's established base, why is it necessarily object engagement? So why? Why?
Because the object of engagement is one of the divisions of an established base. An object of engagement is a functioning thing. Okay, it's like an impermanent phenomenon.
No,
not necessary.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's why I'm saying I think I may have the wrong reasoning. I was working on the basis of permanent phenomenon and impermanent phenomenon. That was how I was approaching the question.
If it is an object of engagement, it's not necessarily a functioning thing, isn't it? If you say that it's necessarily a functioning thing, then it follows that emptiness cannot be an object of engagement. Uncomposed space cannot be realized.
Hello. Okay.
So basically, are you able to find anything that is that is an established base but not an appearing object, for example, or not an object of engagement or not a determined object. If you can find just one, then of course the answer would be no, right? But if you cannot find anything that is not one of these, then the question, then the answer is yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the answer is definitely yes.
Okay. Okay. So we don't actually need to go through this process of doing the possibilities of between appearing object, established base, and appearing, you know, checking the possibilities in this sense. You know, like three possibilities, four possibilities. Do we need to go through that?
Don't
process?
You think you should be checking the possibilities of the three individually together with established base rather than one another?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. With the reference always with the established base. So the way to approach this question is still to check through the possibilities of each of those objects with established base. Yes? Yes? Okay, that's fine. That part is fine.
Is there something, if you compare established base and appearing object, is there a possibility? No?
They're mutually inclusive, aren't they? Established base is necessarily an appearing object.
So therefore there's no possibilities, yeah?
That's right.
Okay.
So if you know that they're mutually inclusive right from the beginning, then they're definitely established base is necessarily this and this.
Okay. Can Ken Rinpoche please answer my question regarding this physical sense power becoming whether it can be a common empowering condition for the production of mental consciousness. Okay. Because Ken Rinpoche, can a physical sense power act as the common empowering condition for the production of a mental consciousness?
Yeah.
That's it. That's just the question.
Common power.
Common empowering condition. Okay. Yes. So the answer is yes, is it? Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
What in the shot? That in the man, Kazanta, on the Musums, Bakers, Ombu Musum, Yi Musum, Tarari Musum Tan, but the Kazan had the shot, Nijo Musum said last year, and Nijo Musum did the shot. No,
Nijo Musum.
Okay, there was a question derived from this answering this question. If you say that whatever it is a object engagement is an established base, then can we say that wrong consciousness apprehending one moon as two moon has appearing object, but how do we then account for its object of engagement?
Didn't get what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, babe. Does wrong consciousness have object or engagement or not?
Yeah.
That's the question.
I heard from the previous lessons that all consciousnesses will have an apprehender, which is self-knower, and apprehended, which are a mind and mental factor, which I don't even understand very much. All apprehenders are not mind and not mind or mental factor. That's what I heard. Now, regarding the self, self-knower only applies to like valid cognizer, subsequent cognizer, and AAA. Yeah, the three divisions. If we are talking about all consciousnesses would have an apprehender, apprehender, then how does this self-knower apply to non-vali consciousnesses such as correctly assuming consciousness, doubting consciousness, and wrong consciousness, because it's not in its division.
So basically, you say that because a self-knower, a self-knowing direct perceiver only has three divisions, therefore, and you find it difficult to relate this and the fact that all consciousnesses have self-knowers.
That's right. That's right. Correct.
You understood. So there are three kinds of self-knowing direct perceivers, right? Only three divisions. Yeah, self-knowing direct perceivers, which are valid cognized. Self-knowing direct perceivers. Valid cognizers, which are self-knowing direct perceivers. Subsequent cognizers, which are valid self-knowing direct perceivers, and awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained, which are self-knowing direct perceivers, right? So this being the case, then how is it that a wrong consciousness, for example, having a self-knower? Okay, the first thing to note is all consciousnesses necessarily have a self-knower experiencing it. That's clear. All consciousnesses, everyone. Right? So, you have let's say that you have a valid cognizer. We're not talking about self-direct, we're not talking about self-knower here, we're talking about a valid cognizer. That valid cognizer has a self-knower experiencing it, isn't it? But the self-knower experiencing a valid cognizer is not necessarily a valid cognizer, yeah? Then you have a wrong consciousness. A wrong consciousness is a consciousness. Therefore, a wrong consciousness necessarily has a self-knower experiencing it. But that self-knower experiencing a wrong consciousness is not a wrong consciousness. So there's no problem in... There's no problem with a wrong consciousness having a self
knower
experiencing it. Yeah.
So it just by itself, in itself, has three divisions, but doesn't apply to all. In itself.
It is a division of self-knowing direct perceivers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And what was the question? How come I forgot also? What was the question? Wrong consciousness. That's basically the question is does wrong consciousnesses have objects of engagement or not? Okay. Our college position, I don't know whether you're from our college or not, but we think that Sarah J is fantastic, yeah. And Sarah J's position that there are no objects of engagement for wrong consciousnesses. Whereas there are certain other colleges who assert that wrong consciousnesses have objects of engagement. So whose side are you on? So, the definition of a wrong consciousness that is stated in some other textbooks is a knower that is mistaken with regards to its object of engagement. That is the definition of a wrong consciousness for some schools, yeah? A knower that is mistaken with regards to its object of engagement. That is not how we define a wrong consciousness, right? Ours is a knower that engages its in objects erroneously. Its object erroneously, yeah? Dewa? This one akan datang. It will come soon. Okay, let's maybe look a little bit at Yogic Direct Perceiver, page 5 of the handout dated 10 July. So, a yogic direct perceiver is not generated in dependence on just a mental sense power. The uncommon empowering condition of a yogic direct perceiver has to be something more better, more exalted than a mental sense power. A yogic direct perceiver has to be generated in dependence upon a meditative stabilization, yeah, that is a union of calm abiding and special insight, yeah, which is its own uncommon empowering condition. Yeah. So, and a yogic direct perceiver has got to be non-mistaken, it is going to be free of conceptuality. On top of that, a yogi direct perceiver has to be included in the continuum of a superior. And that is not sufficient, it has to be an other knower. So, a self-knower experiencing a yogic direct perceiver is not a yogic direct perceiver because, let's say if you answer because it is not an other knower, although it is generated in dependence upon meditative stabilization, there's a union of karma waiting and special insight, you know. Right? A self-knowing direct perceiver experiencing a yogi, a self-knower experiencing a yogic direct perceiver, basically at the end of the day, it is not a yogic direct perceiver. Although it is generated in dependence upon a union, a meditative stabilization, which is a union of karma binding and special insight, although that self-knower is non-mistaken, although that self-knower is free of conceptuality, although that self-knower is also included in the continuum of a superior, but because it is not an other knower, so therefore there is no fallacy in that the self-knower experiencing a yogi direct perceiver is a yogi direct perceiver. So if you understand the division of, you know, if you look at the other three direct perceivers, sense direct perceivers, mental direct perceivers, and self-knowing direct perceivers, yeah. When divided, there are instances of all three being valid cognizers, there are also instances of all three being a subsequent cognizer, there are also instances of all three being an awareness to which an object appears but is not ascertained. But a yogic direct perceiver, when divided, there are only yogic direct perceivers which are valid cognizers. Yogic direct perceivers which are subsequent cognizers. There are no yogic direct perceivers which are awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained. Yeah, so why is it that there are no yogic direct perceivers which are AAA? Because if it's a yogic direct perceiver, it is necessarily a mind that realizes its object. It is a mind that necessarily ascertains its object. So because the yogic direct perceiver is necessarily a knower, a mind that realizes its object, that ascertains its object, so therefore you cannot have a yogic direct perceiver which is an AAA. So whereas for sense direct perceivers, mental direct perceivers, and self-knowing direct perceivers, there are instances of them being awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained, because whatever is a sense direct perceiver, mental direct perceiver, or self knowing direct perceiver are not necessarily minds that ascertains their object, that realizes their object. See, if you look at the divisions of these four types of direct perceivers, right? Self-knowing direct, sense direct perceivers, mental direct perceivers, self-knowing direct perceivers, yogi direct perceivers. You look at them, and with the yogi direct perceivers, they are only divided into two, right? The rest are divided into three. And these three are also in these three, valid cognizer, subsequent cognizer, and awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained, forms three out of, there are three out of seven, yeah, in the sevenfold division of consciousnesses, right? Tewa?
Oh, this is the one. This is the one. This is the one. This is the one. This is the
So, why is it that there are no sense direct perceivers which are doubt, doubting consciousness? Why are there no sense direct perceivers which are wrong consciousness? Why are there no sense direct perceivers which are correctly assuming consciousness? So you have to say immediately why. So, okay, now answer. Why is it that there are no sense direct perceivers which are doubting consciousnesses? Why? You should be able to answer immediately why. Because doubting consciousnesses are conceptual. So why aren't there any sense direct perceivers which are doubting consciousnesses? Correctly assuming consciousnesses. Same reason, because it is a conceptual consciousness. Why is it that there aren't any sense direct perceivers which are wrong consciousnesses?
What's the answer?
Why is it there aren't any sense direct perceivers which are wrong consciousnesses?
Quick, you have all the answer.
Huh? Oh, a self-sense direct perceiver is necessarily a very cognizer? The answer is because the wrong consciousnesses are mistaken consciousnesses, and there are no sense direct perceivers which are mistaken. Basically, a wrong consciousness is necessarily mistaken. Necessarily a mistaken consciousness, yeah. If you cannot forget, no. That's why the definition must be on hand. Because a sense direct perceiver is necessarily non mistaken, isn't it? That is part of the definition, isn't it? So a sense direct perceiver is necessarily non mistaken, isn't it? And then when you are asked the question, are there sense direct perceivers which are wrong consciousnesses? Immediately you should be able to figure out why. Because a wrong consciousness is necessarily a mistaken consciousness, yeah? So if that's the case, the answer will be? immediately? Yeah, so if you understand that wrong consciousness is necessarily mistaken, then you immediately you know that there cannot be any sense direct perceivers which are wrong consciousnesses.
Is your mind working or not working?
Can I? Yeah. That's why I must memorize the definition.
What about eye consciousness painting a white mountain as blue? Is that a wrong consciousness?
What do you think? You think that is
wrong? If you see me, I'm green, then how? Or my face green?
Some eye conditions, so the eye consciousness apprehend the white mountains and blue mountains. So
yeah, it's wrong consciousness, yeah. Your doubt on that?
Yeah. I thought it would be a mistaken and wrong consciousness. Right?
Yeah, it is.
This.
It's
but isn't
conform,
it?
Yeah. 100% conform, yeah.
So isn't that direct perceiver, the eye consciousness, wrong and mistaken in that sense?
Huh?
That is direct perceiver, you mean?
The eye consciousness that sees a white mountain.
Mountain.
Yeah.
Is that valid direct perceiver, you mean?
No, I thought that's wrong. You said that there's no direct perceiver. Then the sense consciousness are all correct. Didn't you say that? The sense consciousness...
Huh?
Did I?
No.
So now you're trying to prove there's something direct perceiver which is wrong consciousness.
Yes.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh. There are some direct
consciousness. For example, the eye consciousness which apprehend...
A white mountain is blue.
White mountain, that is what? Direct perceiver?
The eye consciousness
is that direct perceiver?
I think that
You both pain ready. You have to say yes, then you say yes because it's free of conceptuality.
No doubt.
Yes.
Direct perceiver?
Yes.
You have no choice.
Direct perceiver?
Sorry?
What's the definition of direct perceiver? You know that?
It's the definition.
Oh, blue. Ah.
对吧?
老人我们呢,红学习呢,那个出现了。The consciousness to which white snow mountains appears as blue, yeah. That consciousness is mistaken, yeah. That's why it's called cock eye.
出现了,
it's a mistaken consciousness, you accept or not? Is there any doubt? I'm not sure.
That teacher got a bong bong was some la, mature away, top of my mature away.
So, a sense direct perceiver is necessarily non mistaken, isn't it? It's a knower that is necessarily non mistaken and free of conceptuality, isn't it? So, if that is what defines a sense direct perceiver, then can the eye consciousness apprehending blue snow mountain be a sense direct perceiver? So, remember what Pun King was mentioning? Basically, it's the same. If it's a sense consciousness, it's not necessarily a sense direct perceiver. Same thing. A sense consciousness is not necessarily a sense direct perceiver. But of course, if it is a sense direct perceiver, it is not necessarily a valid cognizer, yeah? Do you know why if it is a sense direct perceiver, it's not necessarily a valid cognizer? Why? It's sala, is it? It's not valid. Why is it not valid? Why is it not necessarily a valid cognizer?
Yeah, why?
The definition of valid cognizer is what?
Children,
When sense direct perceiver is divided, there are three. There are sense direct perceivers which are valid cognizers, sense direct perceivers which are subsequent cognizers, and sense direct perceivers which are awarenesses to which an object appears but is not ascertained. If you memorize this division, you know immediately that if it is a sense direct perceiver, it's not necessarily a valid cognizer. For example, what give an illustration of a sense direct perceiver that is not a valid cognizer? An illustration. Specific. So our friend there says second moment of an eye consciousness apprehending blue. You agree or not?
What?
The
second
moon zim is kissing nibal.
Okay. Oh yeah, hi blue.
Back to Sujim question. So why is the appearing object for the eye consciousness apprehending blue slow mountain? Appearing object. Is it the white or the blue?
Everything.
The whole mountain.
Mixed
handout dated 19 July. Okay. So, you know, the difference, you know, in the definition of a sense direct perceiver and a sense direct valid cognizer, it's pretty much the same, yeah. You know, what is the definition of a sense direct valid cognizer? A sense direct valid cognizer, the definition is built upon the definition of a sense direct perceiver. The only thing you add is a new incontrovertible knower. That's it. But everything else remains the same, yeah. Okay, what is a facsimile of a direct perceiver? The definition of a facsimile of a direct perceiver is a knower that is mistaken with regard to its appearing object. Facsimile of a direct perceiver and mistaken consciousness are mutually inclusive. So facsimile of a direct perceiver can be conceptual or non-conceptual. So basically there are two, yeah, two types, yeah. Or, you know, there are facsimile of a direct perceiver which are sense consciousnesses, They are facsimiles of a direct perceiver, which are mental consciousnesses. Okay, so let's look at the conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver. So facsimile of a direct perceiver, can there are conceptual and non-conceptuals here. Ones, yeah. So the conceptual one, there are two examples. We put two examples here. Yeah. Thought apprehending sound as permanent. This is a wrong consciousness, yeah. Right? A thought apprehending sound as permanent. This is a wrong consciousness. Then you have an inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent. This is a valid cognizer. So one is a wrong consciousness, one is a valid cognizer. But these two are same in being, mistaken consciousness. Okay. We are looking at the conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, right? Two examples are given there, right? A thought apprehending sound is permanent. This is a wrong consciousness, yeah? Then you have an inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent, but that one is a valid cognizer, yeah? So one is a wrong consciousness, one is a valid cognizer, but both are same in being a mistaken consciousness. So to understand a wrong consciousness is a mistaken consciousness is quite straightforward, yeah? But what about this inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent? This is a valid cognizer, but yet it is a mistaken consciousness. Why? How do you explain it? What did it... What? Yeah. So, to understand how an inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent is a mistaken consciousness, how this is a valid cognizer, right? And but yet it is a mistaken consciousness. To understand how it is a mistaken consciousness, why is it a mistaken consciousness, you have to then go back to the definition of a mistaken consciousness. What is the definition of a mistaken consciousness? It is a knower that is mistaken with regard to its appearing object, isn't it? You have to think along that definition. So, if a mistaken consciousness is a knower that is mistaken with regard to its appearing object, then an inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent, this is a mistaken consciousness, isn't it? So an inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent is mistaken with regards to its appearing object, must be, yeah? So what is the appearing object of the inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent? Huh? So the appearing object of an inferential cognizer that realizes sound to be impermanent would be appearance of impermanent sound. So the appearance as impermanent sound, or appearance as opposite from appearance as opposite from impermanent sound. And well, I am getting opposite appearance as opposite from non impermanent sound. Yes. Okay, so this is posited to be the appearing object of this inferential cognizer, isn't it? Yeah. Hello. Yes. You got the appearing object. You got the appearing object, right? Huh? The appearing object of this consciousness is appearances of as appearances. Impermanent sound, or appearance as opposite from non-impermanent sound. This is the appearing object, right? So how is this inferential cognizer mistaken with regards to this? So you first have to find out what is the appearing object of this consciousness, right? Then the next question is, how is this consciousness mistaken with regards to this appearing object? So, how? So the answer is this. These two appearances, while it is not impermanent sound, it appears as impermanent sound. For that reason, it is mistaken. If you find impermanent sound a bit mind-boggling, you just change it to iPhone lah. If you think that it makes it easier, so an inferential cognizer realizing iPhone by what sign I don't know anyway. Is it a mistaken consciousness? An inferential cognizer realizing iPhone, is it a mistaken consciousness or not? So inferential cognizer realizing iPhone is a valid cognizer, yeah? Right? Is it a mistaken consciousness? Yes, right. Okay? But if somebody asks you, why is it a mistaken consciousness? Why? Then you have to say something, right? Then you say, this inferential cognizer realizing iPhone is mistaken with regards to its appearing object. Bo pian, you have to say, right? That's the only thing you can say, right? The next question would be, oh, if this inferential cognizer realizing iPhone is mistaken with regards to its appearing object, then what is the appearing object of this consciousness? Right, because you say that it is a knower, it is mistaken with regards to its appearing object, right? Then definitely you must posit an appearing object for this consciousness, yeah? So what? So what is the appearing object of the what's the appearing object of the inferential cognizer realizing iPhone? Appearance as iPhone or appearance as opposite from non iPhone? This is the appearing object, right? Correct or not? Whether you say appearance as iPhone or appearance as opposite from non-iPhone. This is the appearing object, right? Okay, if this is the appearing object, then the next question is, how is the inferential cognizer realizing iPhone mistaken with regards to this appearing object? How?
딱 간대됐으면 미쳐가지 딴도 가나? 이 죽이 알았어. 근데 아이폰 진짜 똑바 아이폰 높아 나와 뒤니 아이폰 많이 나요. 아이폰도 낭티기 알았어. 그래서 죽이 알았어.
So this inferential cognizer realizing iPhone is mistaken with regards to its appearing object. Why? Because the appearance as opposite from non-iPhone, while it is not the actual iPhone, appears as the actual iPhone. So therefore, it is mistaken.
That's the final destination. Okay, you reach as the final. And after that, no more question. Yeah, you got all the way to the mistaken consciousness. You know, that's the final destination. That's it, that no more question. Yeah, what are you going to ask after that?
What's an iPhone?
Huh?
<You're> joking.
So
So this is how you reach the end of the process in determining that this consciousness is mistaken, yeah? You have brought it to conclusion. There's nothing else you can ask beyond this. Yes. You have to be very specific, you know. You cannot just say, what are you trying to say? Who is mistaken with regards to what? Or what is mistaken with regards to...
benefit of the tape. Is this the same reason as why the conceptual thought is mistaken because it apprehends the meaning generality of the iPhone? Right, the conceptual thought.
It doesn't apprehend the meaning generality of the iPhone, no.
I mean, the appearing object is a meaning generality of the iPhone. So is this the same explanation as. Or is a different explanation altogether? Because you're talking about the non iPhone appearing as iPhone, the opposite of non iPhone appearing as iPhone. That's why it is mistaken in just now that case. So is it the same as when you say the meaning generality appeared for a conceptual thought? And that's why it's mistaken.
If you want to say like that, can lah. It is mistaken because while the meaning generality of iPhone is not the actual iPhone, it appears as if it is the iPhone. So, it's okay to say it in such a way, but to say that it is the same, then we have to think about that. We have to think whether it's the same or not. If you say same, exactly the same, then we have to think. But to say it in such a way, is it okay? Okay.
Okay, you say like that, no problem.
So in these two examples, one is a conceptual wrong consciousness, one is a conceptual valid cognizer, isn't it? Right? But both are mistaken, yeah, consciousness. So basically, you can say that a conceptual consciousness is necessarily a facsimile of a direct perceiver. Can or not? Can or not? A conceptual consciousness is necessarily a facsimile of a direct perceiver. Can or not? Is a facsimile of a direct perceiver necessarily conceptual?
What the Risha, that cinema, that on that, that of a Muslim Tanang, that Tome Muslim Tanang, Sun Shane, the other, that Tela, Tome Muslim Tanang, that Ushi, 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 what in the Yuchu.
So, next is non conceptual facsimiles of a direct perceiver. Okay, now we're talking about non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver. There are non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, which is a mental consciousness. There is also there are also non-conceptual facsimiles of a direct perceiver, which are sense consciousnesses. Okay, so let's look at some of the illustrations of a non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver that are mental consciousnesses. So according to the Sutra school, non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver is a mistaken consciousness, yeah. But it is mistaken due to temporary conditions, yeah. It's a temporary error. It's not as if it is due to a very an error that can exist for a long time, or is an error that is kind of permanent, yeah. Okay, so non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, it is mistaken, but it is mistaken due to temporary conditions, yeah. So the condition or the cause for error are basically two types, yeah. Cause of error which are external and cause of error which are internal. So eye impaired by obscuring disease is a cause of error for a sense consciousness, and this sense consciousness is a non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver. The cause for error in this case is internal. So in dependence on an internal cause, an internal condition, then you have an eye that is impaired by obscuring disease. And due to that, one sees two moons. You see one moon as two. So the appearance of one moon as two is not due to there being two moons out there, but because of a condition existing in the eye. Then another illustration here on page 2, yeah, instead of a firebrand and all, you know the kind of things that what we play, you know, we are young sparklers, right? And you hold a sparkler and then if you just twirl it around quickly, then there's this appearance of a fire wheel, isn't it? Yeah. So this appearance of a fire wheel is due to an external condition. Yeah. You know, somebody twirling that thing quickly, right? So the appearance of a firebrand as a wheel is not due to an internal cause of error, not internal condition, it's an external condition. Do you understand on the basis of these two illustrations, the difference between an internal condition, which is a cause of error, and an external condition, which is a cause of error? Then there's the example of seeing trees moving when you are traveling in a boat that is,
in the car
faster, right? Huh? You want rocket? Anyway, you get the point. Doesn't matter whether you're sitting on donkey or horse or car or whatever. If you see trees moving, yeah, they are not spirits, yeah, but. Anyway, the appearance of moving trees, again, is due to an external condition, right? here in this case, it's the cause of error existing in the abode. Then there is this seeing the world or your surroundings is unpleasant. Yeah, due to being very unhappy or when your mind is very worked up, for example, when you are very upset, then and then everything appears as very unpleasant. So this appearance is due to an internal condition. Internal condition, right? So, by understanding how you can have a mistaken appearance in dependence upon external conditions, then one can also come to understand how mistaken appearances can arise due to internal conditions. Yeah. Right? So here, what we are talking about here, the non-conceptual facsimile of direct perceiver, here according to the Sutra school. You have to understand that the causes of error here are temporary. These are temporary causes of error. Yeah, yeah. The mistaken appearances that are described here are not due to some long-lasting fault or cause. Yeah. So here, the explanation of a mistaken consciousness is not done from the perspective of there being a long-lasting, cause of error. Yeah. This is not what is taught here.
What is this?
So these are all temporary causes of error. So, for example, let's say you happen to have cocked eye for the whole life, So when your eye is kind of cocked up for the whole life, it doesn't seem to be a temporary problem. It sounds like it feels like a hell of a long time, right? But still, it's considered to be temporary. Yeah. So basically end of the day, the point here is, in order for it to be not a final or the ultimate cause of error, basically the long-lasting cause of error, that basically is related to grasping itself a person, basically. Yeah. So everything else is a temporary cause of error, I guess. Okay, so here you have to know that for non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, can be produced in dependence on either an external condition or an internal condition. A non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, which are sense consciousnesses. So non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, which is a sense consciousness, is generated independent of either an external condition or internal conditions. But whatever it may be, they are posited to be temporary conditions, and therefore they can be averted. So because these conditions are temporary, therefore they can be averted. You just have to identify what the condition of or the cause of error is, and then you seek to avert it. Then of course, then if you think about it, if you continue to think about it, try to understand what is the final cause of error, or the ultimate cause of error, then one is led into the presentation of the self of grasping at the self of a person, basically ignorance, which is an apprehending a self of a person. So that is the ultimate cause of error, and if you avert that, if you destroy that, then all mistaken conceptions are removed, so basically, so by depending on this presentation, then the presentation of the path is also presented. So you just understand that here, according to the Sutra school, when we talk about causes of error, for producing mistaken consciousnesses, the causes of error here are temporary. So whether basically is that. Non-conceptual wrong consciousness, non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, and consciousness that has a clear appearance of a non-existent are mutually inclusive. Okay, non-conceptual wrong consciousness. Boleh? non-conceptual facsimile of a direct perceiver, boleh? Consciousness that has a clear appearance of a non-existent, boleh? First, you get that you have to memorize these three are mutually inclusive.
That is the color, Penangame, Colonel, Unshe, Abaina, Ta, Domel, Shet, Mosum Tana, Nepasana, Shepard, Slamon.
So the consciousness to which there is an appearance of a firebrand, you know, quick turning firebrand appearing as basically a wheel of fire, you know. There's a consciousness which has this appearance, right?
Because you get that, the idea?
No, you
when somebody had a small pile on the hand, when they turn quick, what do you see? You see a round pile, isn't it? Or you don't see?
Maybe they never played before. They only know iPhone or an iPad.
It depends. When you do slowly, of course you don't see. Yeah? But person have to turn very quick, you know? No? When you look it at that time, what do you see? You see round. You don't see the gap. You see round wheel of the pile. You see that. Yeah? So that's the one when you look at that. So that kind of eye consciousness.
That eye consciousness which has that appearance of a whirling firebrand is all three lah. Is this three? There isn't a fire wheel in reality, yeah. But you have a clear appearance of a fire wheel, isn't it? Which is a non-existent deal. So, therefore, an eye consciousness that sees a quick whirling firebrand is a consciousness that has a clear appearance of a non-existent. Or you see trees moving while you're driving, that is a consciousness that has a clear appearance of a non-existent. And what's the other one? Oh, that one, if you see stuff falling in your eyes, you know, or floaters or whatever, that is a consciousness which has a clear appearance of a non-existent, yeah. Or eye consciousness seeing, you know, the ground as red, you know, due to very strong hatred, you know, anger in the mind. That is the consciousness that has a clear appearance of a non-existent. Yeah. So it is a clear appearance of a non-existent, right?
Okay, that's it. That talks in that the Jada, the Java, the Namshati, we are that. That Java Namshati, that Chua and the Chiptiwa. The most important Chua and the Chiptiwa.
So, in the next lesson, we will look at inferential valid cognizer, okay? So if you have any question now pertaining to facsimile of a direct perceiver, you can bring it up. Question pertaining to a facsimile of a direct perceiver. Oh, this is your debut, is it?
Can you please explain what is facsimile? Just this word, facsimile. And because I try to check dictionary, it doesn't make sense to me if it's copy of that.
Nowadays, you all don't use fax machine, email, everything.
Yeah, okay. One question is, what is facsimile? And then second question is that, why must we talk about facsimile of direct perceiver? And third question is, facsimile direct perceiver, is it other knower or not?
It's your knower.
Tanang.
무슨 단어 가르침을 했어요?
단어 가르쳐. 단어 지금.
단어.
단어.
So the first question is what is basically what is the meaning of facsimile lah. The second one is simia. Forget already. Or why do we need to talk about this? There are direct perceivers, and there are counterfeit direct perceivers. or you prefer original and counterfeit. But original means the actual, the real, you know, the real McCoy, you know, the real
one and not the real one.
Okay, lah.
I think facsimile is not the real one. Yeah, they talk about that. 징그러웠다. 감에 코로나에 옹시했으나 하고 가르쳐 왔다. 유세부 낭대기 징그도 옹수 낭시 유세부 쉬운 낭시
동네지
동네에 시작해서 유대세부 쉬운 낭대기 시작을 다 옹수를 했으나 다 말했으다 옹수 낭시는 요하래 이난 옹수 말했으고
So you know the consciousness And the consciousness that sees a quickly whirling firebrand. This consciousness sees whatever is appearing to it very clearly. It's non-conceptual, isn't it? It feels as if it is a direct perceiver, right? You're like, wow, you're direct seeing, but it's not a direct perceiver, yeah? Is it a direct perceiver? So this eye consciousness that sees a quickly whirling firebrand is generated in dependence upon a physical sense power, isn't it? It is free from conceptuality, isn't
it?
So is it mistaken or non-mistaken? Mistaken or not mistaken? The cock eye.
Huh? That true as to Kala, Muslim young Thai in Bala, the Matua Shuashi. That Muslim Tanas, Tunish, Muslim Nangshima, Nangshim in Bala Muslim.
So it is mistaken, yeah? So if it is mistaken, it cannot be an actual direct perceiver, a real direct perceiver. Yeah. So while it is like a direct perceiver, it is not a direct perceiver. It is like a direct perceiver, but it's not. Yeah.
That's called perceive. What perceive more of direct perceiver? Well, what is perceive more? Huh? Taximilia. Wow. So I'm seeing this word first time, yeah? Taximilia. Huh? Oh, there. Okay. It's very easy to understand. It's just like a fax, you know, not real one, you know? Yeah? When you send the fax, yeah? Look like exactly the same, but not the real one, yeah? Great idea, you know? So I understand. Okay. Huh? What?
Why it's not the real one? Huh? Oh, why you need to know this? Then why do you need to know direct perceiver? Why do we need to know this? Because there are many mistaken consciousnesses. Yeah? And there are mistaken consciences which are sense consciousnesses, there are mistaken consciousnesses which are mental consciousnesses. The point here is to examine what are mistaken consciousnesses and what are their causes, and whether the causes can be averted or not. And through knowing the causes of mistaken consciousnesses, we can then avert them and then gradually, you know, eliminate them. And then, you know, at the end of the day, you know, what you want at the end of the day are basically correct minds, yeah, valid cognizers and what have you, yeah.
So, okay, we stop here.
Okay. Okay, the usual prayers. So, as you...